This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Couch Talks on You Need Therapy podcast. My name is Kat, and if you're new here, Couch Talks is the bonus episode of You Need Therapy where I answer questions that you guys send to Catherine at youneedtherapypodcast.com. And a quick reminder before we get into today's episode that it still reigns true that although this is called You Need Therapy and I am a therapist, this podcast does not serve as a replacement or substitute for any actual mental health services. However, we always hope that it can help in some way whenever you are listening to these episodes. So today I'm going to do something a little bit different because I just said I answer questions that you guys send to me, and I'm actually not going to answer a listener question today. I'll be back on that next week, but I wanted to share a story for today's episode from the trip that I took this past weekend. And I went to Chicago for just a quick, you know, weekend trip with Patrick. I actually booked it the week after our honeymoon because I was really sad about all of that excitement being over. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram, so I'm sure some of you guys can relate. I love having something to look forward to. And it just felt like I had like a huge crash when I got back from the honeymoon, and I wanted something to stir up some excitement. The mundane can be very hard for me, although I also believe the mundane to be some of the most special and most important parts of our lives. However, I booked this trip. We did go, and it was a quick trip. We got there Friday night, and we came back Sunday afternoon. So not a lot of time, and I'm not super familiar with the city of Chicago. I've been a couple times, but the last time I had been was before COVID, so I'm sure a lot of things had changed. And it was hard to decide what to do and when to do it because I didn't understand really the neighborhoods, what was where, what was the easiest to get to, how should I schedule certain activities. So what we decided is that there was a couple things we definitely wanted to do, and we were going to kind of work our days around those things. And then everything else, we were just going to see what we wanted to do in that moment and kind of let the city take us where we needed to go. So we are on the flight on the way there, and I think we have like 30 more minutes of the flight. And I look to Patrick and I say to him, did you book the hotel or did I book it? Because I haven't gotten a email from them since I thought that I booked it. And I remember I stayed in this hotel before COVID, and they sent an email like the day before, like asking some questions about check-in and just stuff like that. And I didn't get that. So he was like, well, I hope you booked it because I did not. So I was like, oh, I'm sure I did it. So I looked at my email. Luckily, I was able to pull up my email while we were in the air, and I found the confirmation. And I was like, oh, okay, no worries. I booked it. Didn't mean to scare you. Then I opened the email And I have to do a double take because it seemed as though I had booked the wrong dates for our trip. So I looked at him and I was like, at any point in our planning process, were we going to go Saturday to Monday? To which Patrick responded, no. Why are you asking me that? And my response was, well, because that's what I did. That's what I booked for us. And we have nowhere to stay tonight. And at first I said it laughing, like, I can't believe I did that. And then I was like, I can't believe I did that. What are we going to do? And Patrick was so kind, so not bothered. Like, he kind of laughed and seemed like a little bit annoyed, but was like, we're going to figure out, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. There has to be a hotel somewhere in Chicago we can stay. And I was just so frustrated with myself. Even if we could find another hotel, just, yeah, like the inconvenience, it was going to take time away from us, all of that. And he just kept saying, like, it's okay. I'll call them when we land. It'll be fine. They probably will be able to accommodate, but if not, we'll figure it out. And I said to him, you know, I would be really mad at you if you did this. I just am confused why you're not upset. And he was like, well, it's just really not that big of a deal. We're going to figure it out. Like, yes, it's frustrating, but we'll figure it out. And maybe you can give me some grace the next time I do something dumb, because it's probably going to happen sooner than later. And we just laughed. And part of that's because Patrick's not the best at planning that kind of stuff. And I probably wouldn't trust him to book that on his own without me double checking it. Long story short with that is that he called, they were able to get us a room that night at the same hotel, just was like a little bit more expensive, and there was no issue. The hotel was wonderful. Check-in was easy. Figured it out. So throughout our trip, like I said, we had a couple of things that we definitely wanted to do, and then some stuff that we just kind of like bopped around. And a lot of it was stuff that I picked and that I said, like, oh, I want to go here. And Patrick's really a go with the flow guy, so he didn't really give much input and was like, great, yeah, we'll do that. So the last day, we only had like 6 hours before we had to go back to the airport. And I said to Patrick, you know, since tomorrow, this is on Saturday, tomorrow we only have a couple hours and we did a lot of stuff today that I wanted to do. Why don't you decide what we do tomorrow? And we can do anything except I don't want to go to the Navy Pier. And in very Patrick fashion, he, out of all of the things one can do in Chicago, out of all of the things, and maybe I should say out of all the things one can do in Chicago at the end of April, when a lot of stuff isn't open yet and the weather's still a little cold, he chose to go to the aquarium, which is fine. I didn't know that he was like super into aquariums. And we had just been to the zoo like a week before with our nieces and nephews. But I was like, you know what? Let's go to the aquarium. It's supposed to be a really nice aquarium. We're going to go. So I let him take care of that. He decided when we were going to go. And then there was a lunch spot we wanted to go to after before we had to go to the airport. And that was going to be our day. So we get to the aquarium. It's about 11 o'clock. And we get out of the car and there's a bunch of people outside. And I almost made this joke because we've been to New York twice together. And both times we tried to go to the Met. The first time we went to the MoMA thinking we were going to the Met, and the MoMA is very different than the Met. Both art, but different expectations at both those places. And then the next time we went, we did make it to the Met, but by the time we got there, there were like thousands of people in the line, and to wait in the line was going to take hours. So we were like, I guess we're not doing that. And we will have to come back to New York again. So we got out of the car, out of the Uber at the aquarium, and I almost made a joke like, LOL, what if this is one of those things where you have to like get a ticket for a time, because we had just been at the zoo and you have to have tickets for a certain time at the zoo and we can't get in. I almost made a joke, but I didn't, because what are the odds? Well, the odds are in our favor when it came to that, because you had to get tickets beforehand and they had to be for a certain time. And the soonest we could get tickets, or the earliest we could get tickets, were an hour from then. And when Patrick realized that, or when I realized it and told Patrick, I was like, did you not read the website? I'm confused. You looked this up, you decided we were going to go here, and you didn't look at how much tickets were or how to purchase them or what, and nothing. He was like, I just didn't think about it. And I was like, exactly. You didn't think about it. And I got really upset. And it felt like we were going to be wasting an hour of our day that already was pretty short we didn't have enough time to go back to the city and then come back again. And we had just eaten breakfast. There's no point in us going to try to grab food, and there wasn't anything close. And I just got really frustrated. And immediately after I kind of snapped at him, I remembered, like, I just did something like this. I almost didn't have a hotel booked for us. And that was something that I planned months before. So I realized this, and I said to Patrick, you know, I really want to not be mad at you right now. And I really am frustrated with you right now. And I'm frustrated over wasting time. We don't have a lot of time today. And I'm going to get over this, but I really need a second. I need a second to just like calm down and kind of walk around. And I need you to figure out what we're going to do with this hour. And the reason that I'm even telling you this story, I actually talked about this on The Fifth Thing with Amy yesterday on her podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown. The reason I'm telling this to you guys is because there were two things that were happening right there. And I feel like a lot of times we feel like we have to pick one side or the other. And it really was true that Patrick had offered me a lot of grace, and he was so kind and so easygoing about my mistake. And I appreciated that so much, because I was mad at myself enough that him being mad at me too wasn't going to help anything. And I was internally punishing myself enough for the both of us over that mistake. And it was really valuable that he, and really helped me feel good and safe, and just was such a kind, caring thing, and put to perspective some things about the trip when he was able to do that. And I have to, in the moments when other people mess up and do things that are inconvenient or frustrating for me, I have to remember that I am also not perfect, and I'm capable of making the same types of mistakes, even when I think that that's not normally the type of person I am. Although I am not the best at planning, but I can plan the important stuff. And this idea that this idea of giving people grace where I value grace being given to me doesn't mean that I have to not have feelings or not be frustrated or not be disappointed. But what it does mean is that I try to remember that most people aren't going around trying to ruin my day. And there was nothing malicious about what Patrick did. And for the most part, people are doing the best they can with what they know. And it makes sense to me that Patrick wouldn't think that you had to sign up for a pre-timed ticket to the aquarium. That makes sense to me. It also didn't occur to me, even though I know you have to do that at places like the zoo. And I most likely would have looked up the tickets and tried to buy them beforehand. But I can't say for certain that I would have done that, because I didn't do that. And there is space for me in those moments of frustration for me to be upset and be disappointed and have all of those feelings that I have, and at the same time offer somebody grace and offer somebody kindness and offer perspective, in the sense that like I could have done that too. And I think a lot of times when we are in those positions and if we're trying to, you know, not be mad at somebody or offer grace, it means I don't get to be frustrated or angry or sad or disappointed. And I get to do both. I was disappointed. It did feel like we lost an hour. There are some other things that I would have loved to have been able to do that day with that hour. Does it mean that hour was totally wasted? No, because we actually got a fun moment out of it. And I'll share that in a second. But because I am offering Patrick grace and allowing it to be okay, it doesn't mean that I'm not frustrated. And that is really helpful for me. I don't know if it'll be helpful for other people out there, because sometimes it feels like I have to pick one or the other. And a lot of times we pick the anger. Like we pick that, well, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm not going to be able to get over this, because if I'm over this, that means that I am not disappointed. And that might not be the case. I cannot be mad at you and still be disappointed. I can understand how something happened and still be disappointed. I can be frustrated and still have a good time. Those things can exist. And I know in my experience of when I just like can't get over something, it often feels because I have to be 100% okay, act like this never happened, put a smile on my face. And that's really hard to do for a lot of us. And what happened after that moment, after I said that, I just need a moment and let's just walk, we actually found ourselves in a really beautiful part of Chicago. We wouldn't have known where we were because, like I said, I didn't really understand the neighborhoods, where things were. And there was actually this really nice space. I think it was near like Grant Park or something like that, where we were able to go on a really pretty walk. There's water that we could walk to. And we just walked around and talked, and we ran into this ice cream truck that was the same company that had a like storefront near where we had breakfast. And the place looked really cool. And I was like, oh my gosh, like obviously I wasn't gonna have ice cream at breakfast, but this looks really cool. I wanna try this ice cream. And it was this really like bright colored, like rainbow ice cream cone that looked delicious. And I said, you know what? You can make up for not buying the tickets beforehand by buying me this ice cream cone, which is like funny when we do that now because all of our money is the same. So it feels like I bought myself the ice cream cone, but it still felt different when Patrick pulled out his wallet. I don't know if anybody can relate to that, but he bought the ice cream cone. It was like $10 for this ice cream that I kind of wanted. And I got it. He took a picture of me eating it. And then I started eating it and I was like, this is actually horrible ice cream. We just got scammed. We totally got by one of these like Instagram worthy, which I posted on my Instagram, ice creams that were like food or whatever, where it's like all about the hype. It's like looks really cool in pictures, but the actual experience of it wasn't that great. And I threw the ice cream out after a couple bites because it literally tasted like ice. It was so bad. And, you know, I don't have a way to like wrap this up in a really pretty bow because my point in sharing the story with you was more so to talk about allowing myself to offer grace to people. And also I get to have my feelings at the same time. But the ice cream scam really was like the cherry on top of this whole experience for me because we just laughed, or I laughed so much about how I like was like, you're going to buy me this ice cream to make me feel better about this lost hour. And then the ice cream was horrible. It was funny. It felt like a waste of $10, but it was worth the laughs. And we just get caught up in certain things that we think are important that really aren't that important. And the best part of that trip was being there with Patrick. And the best part of the trips I go on with my girlfriends are being there with my friends. Maybe that would be different if I was on these trips alone, but the best parts of a lot of the experiences that I have in my life are the company that I am with, not the things that I am doing, the places that I'm going, the food that I'm eating. It's the stories that I get to tell about those experiences. And those stories very much involve the community I engage in. And it was just a really fun way to wrap up a moment of a lot of tension. And I love how life can surprise us in those moments where I thought the ice cream was going to make me feel better because it was going to taste really good, and it made me feel better because it actually sucked. So if you ever see a rainbow truck in Chicago, do not buy it. And if you do, just know that you're buying it to take a picture and not because you're going to enjoy the actual ice cream. Anyway, that's going to do it today. I will be back next week with a really exciting episode of Unitherapy on Monday. It is an episode that I very much looked forward to and had so much fun recording. And then I'll be back with your questions on Wednesday. If you have a question, send it to me, Catherine at Unitherapy Podcast. You can visit us, unitherapypodcast.com. Look at some of the merch we have up. You can follow us, Unitherapy Podcast, on Instagram, and me at cat.defada. And until Monday, I hope you guys have the day you need to have. Bye.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.